Welcome back to the Buzz Podcast. I'm your co-host, Anthony Ruggles. I'm sitting here with your other co-host, Connor Jenkins, and we have a few topics to talk to you about today, so we hope you enjoy.
And we're back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
It's the Buzz Podcast. You're sitting here with Connor Jenkins.
Hello.
And my name is Anthony Ruggles. We hope you enjoyed our last episode on conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah, I got people fired up.
Yeah, we had a lot of people, give us their thoughts on what we were saying. So we enjoyed that little feedback there.
that was definitely a better session for our conspiracy brains.
Yeah, it was
pretty good.
It was pretty far out there, though.
Well, it wasn't bad.
That's good. It's it gets people to think. It's not it's not like conspiracies people have answers to debunk. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just stuff we actually nobody really knows about.
A couple of them are. You could probably put your head through, but whatever.
Yeah. It was a fun one, though. I like thinking about that stuff. We had a lot of good responses on that. Thanks for letting us know. And thanks for listening again. But today we don't really have a ton of we don't have anything really super planned out, but we do have a couple things we're going to talk about. To start off, Bubba, we're going to the Ozarks this weekend.
Oh yeah, bud. I got that time Friday approved.
Nice.
And we're going to go have a great time.
Good deal. I'm glad you got work off.
I'm stoked.
I also have work off Friday. So
huge.
Are we leaving Thursday night?
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Should we
get there?
Broadcast that and tell everybody where.
What we're doing, where we're going.
Hey, by the way, the house is open.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's a 5-hour drive. So if we leave here at 6, we'll get there. Oh, maybe earlier than that. 5?
No, I'd probably leave at 5.
Yeah, 5.
And I get home.
We get there 9:30.
Yeah.
So we'd have all day Friday and Saturday.
I thought it was 4:45 drive, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was just rounding it up.
I can't remember.
That'll be fun. My favorite part about the Ozarks is obviously riding a jet ski around. I think that's the most fun. I don't know. Your favorite part?
Is it just in the Ozarks you like riding jet skis?
No, that's the only place I've gotten to do it. I mean, I like the Ozarks for what it is. I think it's
okay. Sick.
Lake in itself. Going out to eat's fun.
Yeah. I think the cool part is when you get the boat up into a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to find your way through all of this.
It's it's cool. Lifestyle of it. It's you're just on a boat at all times. You're just chilling. Music.
That's your car.
Yeah.
A boat.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what the life. I would say the lifestyle is just your boating.
Yeah. Like the boating lifestyle. I really do.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of those 70-foot cigarette boats that are just.
That takes a special person to just go 90 down the lake. No, I like it. It's relaxing. You have fun. You party. Swim, obviously. You ski, behind the boat a little bit. I'm going to try skiing this year, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Knock on wood.
But yeah.
Goddamn shoulder.
I know. Yeah, I haven't ever skied behind the boat because...
Sorry, you've been working out, though.
My shoulder. Well, yeah, I just didn't want to get hurt for baseball in the previous years, but now it's what I got to lose.
Well, your coach would really love to hear that.
Yeah, he wouldn't be very happy, but jet skiing is obviously, that's fun, riding waves and taking those big yachts, their wake from their boats and just ramping the jet ski at full speed is the most fun.
Have you ever seen those little ones? The little jet skis that you stand on?
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. That has to hurt your knees.
No, actually, it looks pretty odd. I bet the water is pretty forgiving.
You feel
because you sink whole thing ends up sinking down, but that's where they do those backflips really quick and all that shit.
You definitely probably feel the waves more. You ride them.
I think
more.
One of those would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would actually be really fun. I wonder. Yeah, we should get on one of those sometime.
That's your future investment.
You want to get one of the standing jet skis.
You want to get down there. You
I know. So my retirement goal is actually to get a place down there and have a boat and a couple jet skis because I just love I would go there. All the time. I would spend my summers there if I was retired.
That'd be good for you.
Start fishing. They have good fishing spots down there, I know.
That's true.
Some coves that are quiet.
I'd like to go up by the dam and try fishing over there.
I think a lot of people fish over there.
Yeah. That's where a lot of them park, at least. How deep is it over there?
I have no idea.
It's obnoxiously deep.
Yeah. He's gonna look it up.
Google, quick Google.
So, if some of you don't know, I mean, obviously a lot of people know what the Lake of the Ozarks is, but it's pretty much like one of the biggest lakes in America, and it's got all these different like branches off into it. What are they called? Why can't I think of it? Oh, coves, where how like huge like $1 million mansions are. And it's super long lake. How many miles is it? Like 50? Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Something like that.
It's insane though. 130 feet.
Yeah. That's right by the dam. That's the deepest part.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I'm going to touch the bottom.
I would love to see that.
All right.
I think that would be impressive. If you make it back up, good for you.
Good luck. Have fun having your ears explode with the pressure down there. But yeah, so we're doing that this weekend. It'll be a good time. We're kind of excited. It's our last like vacation of the summer, I guess you could say. It's our last enjoyment before the weather kind of gets fallish, autumn-ish.
Do you think it's getting there yet? Fallish.
Dude, weather? Last night it felt like kind of chilly. It was like in the 60s. Yeah, and it was kind of like I could have a bonfire right now and watch a football game. You know? It's getting to that time.
Fall's a pretty good season, man.
I do like fall. I like fall golf.
Fall golf is also cool. That's when you get to actually wear pants.
Yeah, and lose your ball in leaves.
Professionals. Which is fun.
Leaves. Have you ever done that? Yeah. Your ball is like under a bunch of leaves that are on the ground. It's like, this is fun, dude.
It's just one tree. And this shades just the whole ground.
Shit everywhere. So yeah, no, that's gonna be a good time. But other than that, we've just been working. You know, we kind of talk about that. We're just adults. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. And I kind of wanted to bring something up to you. So The Nelk Boys, obviously a lot of you know who the Nelk Boys are. I still listen to their podcast. They get a lot of like big names on it.
Yep.
And they had Elon Musk on this last episode. Did you listen to that at all?
No, probably I didn't listen to it, but I saw it. I did.
So there's an interesting thing that he was talking about. So he obviously does SpaceX, like Tesla, SpaceX, like a lot of that stuff. And like he's in the works of like creating like the biggest like spaceship, whatever you want, like rocket that's like ever been put in space. And so he's kind of like talking about that. And then they got to this point where they were talking about like how his goal is to like create like a city on Mars, pretty much.
Yeah, no, the colonizing Mars.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like the first because
there's ice there. Honestly. It's like it's dry ice. He said it's dry ice, so like you have to make it like somehow livable.
Yeah, but I don't know how it's gonna be done. I think the entire process is probably going to take at least 40 years.
Oh, it could 40, take
50 yeah. more years.
Who knows how long. But imagine that, like, if something ever were to happen
before Earth, we die.
Like, yeah.
Even just before we die.
What if you just, like, Mars. Were, like, 75 and you had enough, like, you're just, like, chilling at home. You're like, I'm going to go to Mars, I think.
And so that you just, you spend, just
buy a ticket. You spend your whole retirement.
Well, Elon wants to make it affordable. That's, like, the one big thing is, like, he doesn't want just rich and famous people to have this obligation.
Which is cool.
Have a choice. That's cool. He wants, like, everyday people to be able to do it. I think that would be wicked.
That would be awesome. If that actually, like, somehow was possible
could you imagine in our lifetime. What do you even call that? Intercontinental?
Interstellar?
Interstellar travel?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is that too far, interstellar?
I don't know.
Interplanetary?
I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know.
That'd be sick, though. That would
just
be,
like a casual drive. Like, you fly to Mars.
I wonder how long they could make, like, if it takes a year or 2 years to get there.
Nine months.
9 months to get there? That's fucked.
That's okay. At the current, like, if you get up and you get going and then you point and go, it's 9 months. I'm pretty sure.
There's a lot of people that would do it, though. Like,
oh my God.
There's a lot of adventurous people that, like, okay, the people that climb Mount Everest.
We need some adrenaline junkies
like,
to go there.
Yeah, it's like, obviously want to, they would want to go to Mars. He also said, like, he want, like, his dream is for it to be, like, somewhere for, like, people to go. Like, if something were to happen to Earth, like, say we're, I don't know, like an asteroid or a meteor hits Earth or something like that. And, like, that's a place to, like, escape to, if that makes sense. But
yeah,
that's super far out there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. That's pretty interesting.
What's your address? Mars Avenue on Mars.
Mars Avenue.
Amazon delivers out there.
No shit. Oh my God, that'd be the first fucking thing that developed. Like Amazon'd be like, "We're going to Mars.
We just got DoorDash.
But here's the thing, though. The first time we probably get to Mars, we'll probably make it. It'll be all about science.
Yeah.
If we ever get people there,
it's not going to be like.
No, it's not going to be the first
thing. Not in our lifetime.
Like, let's try to put this tent down and put some oxygen in there. You know, no, yeah,
it's not gonna be like that. But I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was cool, and I wanted to see what people thought about that because he has no money. So
I also saw Steve got canceled. Steve Will Do It.
Steve Will Do It did get his YouTube channel got taken down, which sucks.
He said he just wasn't. He loves Elon, but he just wasn't feeling like up to making that podcast with him.
That's weird.
Just because his channel got deleted.
Yeah.
He's
been giving out like millions of dollars to people. That's insane. Hundreds of thousands. So the next thing that I kind of want to talk about, it just came out today, and it's kind of political, but whatever. It's big news, and it's also kind of interesting. It's like within the government, but so Trump's house got raided today. By the FBI in Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago or whatever it's called. And apparently they're like investigating documents that he took when he left like his presidency from the White House.
Nice.
And they're like, I don't know what he took. They're not going to ever tell us.
No.
But like they broke into a safe at his home, like everything. And like if they have, I also read like if they can go and do that, they have to have like permission from a federal judge. So something's like,
yeah, it was probably Biden. He knows he's gonna run against him again if Biden can even survive till the next term.
But it's just interesting, like there's something that like what does he have that they don't want him to have? They're not gonna tell us, but like
I don't know, like well unless it goes like to court and all that shit. Then it's public.
Well, I don't know if they would let us know though. I think they would just like cover it as they are now, just criminal documents or whatever,
probably.
But that's interesting because you wonder like what's behind it, because obviously the election's coming up, people know he's gonna run again.
Yeah, why now?
Yeah, why'd they wait?
Why not even while he was in office?
At the same time, like it's smart on the other side too, if you want to take your competition out.
Yeah, I guess. Probably just found a room full of golf balls.
You could just put golf clubs. If you don't want Biden to go to the election, just put him on a bike.
Be like, hey, you have to bike to your next speech, and be like, ah, fuck.
I'm not picking either side, ladies and gentlemen. Just making jokes back and forth.
Making jokes. That's right.
So yeah, I don't know. I just want to bring that up because that's all over the news today, and I don't know.
Yeah, see that.
It's interesting. That's never happened before to have a president's house be raided by the FBI without him knowing.
That's kind of weird.
So that's pretty. Something's going
on. And if you. I mean, that's the whole point of like raiding. If you told somebody we're going to raid your
house,
then you're not going to find anything.
That's a visit. That's
right.
Yeah. That's becoming a guest. but yeah, sticking to kind of like politics too. I also saw when I was looking at the news, Russia is like still just dropping like missiles on Ukraine.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess they talked about, I don't know if this is true or not. So hopefully like we don't get like canceled for this, but apparently like they're talking about like nuclear, like dropping nuclear like weapons, and if they did that, like it could like make some big, like really big destruction.
Oh yeah, it's gonna also cause some really big problems.
Yeah, I don't think they wouldn't do it, would they? I don't know, dude.
I don't think so.
Bad dude though.
I don't know, maybe if we keep pissing him off. It's not even Ukraine pissing him off, it's pretty much just us. We keep pissing him off by doing shit with Ukraine,
right? We're standing in the way of him just completely taking over. So it's like,
yeah, which is good because they are our ally and we're supposed to support them, obviously. But
it's, I don't know, dude. He's just like that guy that he could be
let's a hothead.
Drop this now, and we'd be like, oh,
everybody would have to be like, okay.
Oh, there's a nuclear cloud in my backyard, and I live in Aledo. Awesome, and it was dropped overseas. Like, I don't know, who knows? How far does a nuclear bomb reach? How far does like the, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the claim that they always make. I don't know if I think I've shown you the video of the largest nuclear bomb ever exploding.
I think you have.
It was only a couple miles.
Oh, I think it'd be more than that now, though.
But here's the claim. That's what they always say, right? Is they show this video that Russia has exploded the largest nuclear bomb. But they always say now that they have one that's, oh, that makes it look like a... Right. A piece of TNT or a piece of dynamite.
Compared to what it is now.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, could you be bluffing at the same time just to make
it's
you
probably
seem,
it's
you
probably know? All talk. Because
that
be
is a that one that they dropped, and you can literally go on YouTube and watch it. It's fucking massive.
They're just
could you get much bigger than that?
I don't know, man. I don't put it past them. Like
That's true.
It's kind of scary.
Technology is exponentially
growing. I mean, but we got stuff too, but it's like, do we really want to just get in like a nuclear war over Ukraine?
Yeah, there's no way.
You know what I mean? Like at a certain point, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. I don't know. That's tricky because we might actually be the ones. I don't know.
We're stuck in a tough spot.
Yeah, because either we have to ship nukes to them, which is not good.
Yeah, not really what you want to do.
Because that would be...
Well, then we're taken away from our own like storage of like if we ever needed them.
And I'm sure we have nuclear missiles worldwide. Like,
no, I'm sure we do.
Like, there's some like just buried out in grain silos underground in like Iowa. Have you ever seen that?
No.
There's nuclear missile silos in... Just under cornfields.
That's sick.
In the middle of nowhere.
That's awesome.
There could be one literally outside the house.
Let's go start digging. Let's go find one.
No one knows where they're at.
I heard it's honestly insane like how many things are like underground.
Yeah.
They were talking about on this podcast too, like Elon was like, there's literally underground tunnels in Vegas, like where people like drive their Teslas, which I don't know if that's real.
I thought it was
or maybe they just walk on it.
Vegas?
He said Las Vegas, but I don't know.
Wow. I thought they did the one out in San Francisco or Los Angeles.
There could be multiple.
I think it was LA.
Could be multiple.
They had that big ass thing that dug that tunnel under LA because they're trying to make traffic go faster.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. He was talking about how that's the reason for it is for traffic to go faster.
Which those are both really good spots to put it.
Yeah.
In
no
Vegas
shit.
And
I've been to LA Los and the Angeles. Traffic is terrible. Oh, it's God. Actually awful.
I don't even know.
Can you imagine leaving for work 3 hours early? Because you have to you sit in your get fucking late. Car.
And you're still late. That would be the worst part is if you still show up late.
You're like, I'm sorry. I literally left at 2 this
I
morning.
I left at fucking 2 a.m. It's 7:30.
Like, why don't you just move or surf?
My God. Surf there.
Yeah.
Bike.
No, I think, man, there has to be so many things like underground that. That would be cool, though, if they made, like, a tunnel, like, from, if you want, there's, like, a train, you can get a train ticket from, like, literally Galesburg to, like, California. Like, it goes across the nation, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, what if you did an underground one?
No, that's wild. There is an underground, it goes underwater between, oh. It's over in Europe.
I know, I think I've heard of that.
It's a like
something goes underwater.
There's a train that goes underwater. It connects the two.
How do they build that? How do you seal off the water from going? Or do you?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
That's honestly
that's insane. Too much engineering for me.
People are smart.
People are smart.
How the hell do you think of that?
I don't know. It's either that or you put it.
I can't even
floating
build that
on water.
In Minecraft.
Whoa.
What?
You can put it in Minecraft.
Maybe.
You use sponges in Minecraft. So you'd have to make the tunnel and then put sponges in there. And it absorbs water.
Let's just live in a Minecraft world.
I'm in.
I'd do it. I sound like nerds.
Creepers are pretty creepy, man.
Creepers be creeping.
Creepers are creepy.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't know. There's... Going back to Russia, it's just... There's a lot of stuff going on still. I just think it's like... They're just so volatile. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And we're trying to help, but like, what do you...
Hotheads over there.
Yeah. Scary.
Hothead over there.
It's definitely scary.
It is because it's constant warfare going on still in the world.
Are we fully out of Iraq
I
and
don't
like
know.
Afghanistan? I don't think
probably
we're fully
not.
Out. No.
No. There's no way. If anything, we just moved and said we're fully out.
But we're not. Yeah. But we're not. I don't think you can. Well, like, because they just keep doing shit.
Yeah. If you do,
there's always terrorist groups doing stuff.
Yeah.
If why can't do, people just get along?
We go back to square one. You'd think, right? You'd think.
Like, what makes you wake up in the morning and go, I'm going to, you know, do whatever terrorist act. Like, why can't you just wake up and go, I'm going to go to work and get dinner and hang out with my family? Like, why is that so hard?
Are you thinking of utopia over there?
Well, like, why wouldn't you just do, I guess.
Terrorists.
The world's history shows that people fight. Like, the Vikings, like, people just killed
history
each other.
History is war.
Kill each other.
War is history.
Oh, but this is a really dark podcast.
This is kind of dark.
I don't know. I like it, though.
Utopia is impossible.
Is it?
Yes. You can't make everybody happy, no matter what. But you can brainwash all of them.
You could.
Brainwash the whole population, the entire planet. It's
technically utopia.
And then you could have to utopia.
But naturally,
but
you can't.
You have to utopia. Have someone in full control. And no... That's the problem. It's Elon like the, Musk. The power swift, the power swing. So somebody doesn't get brainwashed. Like,
so technically, it's not. Yeah.
Who's gonna be in charge?
That's weird.
Yeah.
So you're always gonna have an issue.
It's just a simulation.
Do you think it's a simulation?
Okay, we're going to the conspiracy.
I know. I don't
we're
know.
Going down the wrong road.
No, I know, but it. I know you're right though. Like, money can't buy happiness. So like, you could say like being rich could make your own utopia, but like at the end of the day,
you can make your own utopia. That's for sure.
I just feel like something's always gonna be wrong.
Well, there's always outside problems. Like, if you have...
Life's unexpected, too.
Yeah, so. You can make your own utopia, have this perfect life, perfect house, perfect, you know, family, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But then, I mean, it just takes one person from the outside to go and, like, rob you or, like...
Right.
The market crashes or... your
brakes go out.
Yeah, I mean, it's an endless amount of things.
I don't know why I thought of that.
Your brakes go out when you're going 90 down the highway.
That's nice to think about. Anyways, so yeah, anything else that you can think of that's like important that you've kind of thought about?
That's important?
I don't know. I just was trying to cover like some of the...
I didn't do much important thinking today, let me tell you that.
I was trying to do some of the current events. I mean, we talked about going on vacation, you know, Trump's raid, Russia kind of doing their thing.
Russia's always doing their thing,
man. Yeah. Fuck. I mean, the good part is, I mean, if you want to go to like something that's like not sad, college football is coming back up.
Mm-hmm.
I know we haven't really watched college football, but I kind of want to go to the Illinois-Iowa game this year. Is it at Iowa?
I don't know where it's at. I haven't looked.
Have yet. You've been to an Iowa game?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
It's so fun.
I've always wanted to go though. Illinois is so bad though.
Do you think they heard you fidgeting with your paper?
Yeah, probably. I was being very fidgety.
You get like, isn't it weird that when you're like, when you're talking, you have, I don't know, is that ADHD? When you just like, you're just doing something else with like any body part, is like your toes are moving.
I'm a foot tapper.
You just brain like, and like brain dead, just go and like grab something on your forehead or just like hold your face or something. I don't even know.
No, I do that all the time.
I feel like that's ADHD, isn't it?
Yeah, I probably should like chew gum or something. Keep my mouth busy. Yeah. I don't know.
Just only, I think it's like the one, you keep like one thing, like something, like doing something, even if you're just like sitting there fidgeting your fingers. Or
like
something
I'll
like
foot
that.
Tap in class. I remember that.
Oh yeah,
that's an easy one though, because you're so bored.
Just like shake your foot. Oh god, that's weird.
Fidget spinners were nice.
Yeah, they were.
Until you got a detention for having one, of course, which doesn't make any
sense.
It's
a huge problem.
Yeah. When you're at a restaurant, I take my straw wrapper and I'll like literally what I was just doing with this piece of paper.
Yeah.
You just roll it up, like crinkle it, roll it up, like to put it as a ball. I don't know, make a spitball.
I think I can sit pretty still for a while. When I'm out, when I have high energy, I do the foot tap thing, no, for sure, but I can sit pretty still.
I get pretty antsy. Like I get
it's
like
tough.
Yeah.
Cause you like, I don't, it's like a natural reflex when you like are just doing something. You, oh yeah, that's weird.
You have to be.
That's
doing
gonna
something.
Trip me out. No, now I'm gonna catch myself doing it later. Just like
you're gonna be thinking about
itching
it
in my head or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
When I get caffeine in me, that's when it happens. Like I just drank this energy drink, and I'm like, I'm not like wired.
Is that energy?
It's got Monster in it. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'm super wired, but like I have enough to where I'm like kind of, because I was a little tired after work, so I was like, no, yeah, I'll just drink this.
Oh, shit, you should have got me one.
I'll drink one sometime. It's like, it's from Coffee Junction in Alito. It's called the Fire Engine. It's like different, it's like cherry, lime. I don't know. It's like a couple like different flavorings, and then they put like Monster in it. I don't know what type of Monster is. It's good. They have different flavors.
That does sound good.
But
I don't know. That's like the, is it like a price markup? How expensive was that?
It's like $4.50, $4.70. It's no. Like I just give him a $5.
Okay, not bad.
No, it's not.
It's not coffee,
right? But at the same time, like I mean, I could just go get a Monster, but they, I don't know, they taste good. They're refreshing.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think a Monster is still what, $3 at least.
It's it's just, I want to say it's $2.99 when I got one at Casey's. Yeah. Just make it $3.
I don't it's want more the penny. Appealing. Why do you think? Like,
no,
you
that's
a,
true.
If you take
that's
a bigger
true.
Number, like when you're doing car sales,
that's why they do $18,999.
Yeah,
but it's $19,000. Yeah,
because it just makes it look that much cheaper.
No, that's true.
It's weird. It's psychology stuff. They mess with your head.
Yeah, I don't. They're good though, dude. I don't know. I enjoy them. They have coffee too, obviously. Coffee Junction, duh. But it's kind of like an Atomic type place.
I think that is like the one thing I could never spend my money on.
What?
Coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. See, I love coffee, so that's the. But
huge hot take though.
What?
Getting coffee from like going and getting coffee from like Starbucks, Dunkin' or whatever is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because you spend a lot of money.
The markup. It's I mean, if you, that's like a 20-cent bean that you're putting into your fucking cup of coffee.
And it's not even really coffee to a certain point. It's almost like so much cream and shit. It's like it's literally like a shake half the time. Yeah, it's not even fucking coffee.
Right, you could do just get black coffee, and you know, even that is still marked up to like $4 for a black coffee.
Whenever I like actually go and get coffee, I just go to like the nearest gas station and go get black coffee for like $1.70.
I know.
I'm serious, like, because it's like, what are you gonna get? You know what I mean?
It's bad, dude. Like,
that's creamer kind of hurts my stomach too, though.
I don't know.
You don't really drink coffee.
I don't run. Yeah, I don't like coffee.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't.
But going and getting coffee from like Starbucks is overrated.
Think how much money people spend on that. I shouldn't talk because I just spent $5 on
this. A bad habit, almost.
People do it every morning.
Every morning. There's that adds up. People that are like 2 to 3 times a day, even.
That adds up.
You go twice a day. That's $10. Let's just say each drink. Oh, no, dude, okay, they're more than 14.
I'm not kidding. Yeah,
$7 drink. So that's $14 a day. How much is that a fucking year? If you go once to twice a day, 14 times 365. I mean, that's $5,000. If you go twice a day for a $7 drink, let's just say you go once, 7 times 365. That's still $3,000. If you that's go insane. Every day and get a $7 drink.
That's not worth it.
No, it's not. It's
how do we get on this subject? Oh, fidgeting and the caffeine. Okay.
Yeah, the caffeine.
I kind of like it, though, because it is interesting how much money people spend.
Oh, God. I bet there's people that probably spend like $5,000 a year Starbucks by themselves.
Too much. God, now I don't want to buy coffee. I don't even want to buy coffee anymore.
It makes it seem like unproportionate to even think of, like, why would I even ever want to go get coffee again? If you take your number, like, your favorite,
it's like
drink,
buying a meal,
your favorite drink, even if you, oh my god, we could do this math for a long time. Let's just say you do, like, your favorite drink is $7.50, right? And then you go, let's, if it's twice or three times a week,
yeah,
so let's just say times what, times 3 times 52. It's still like, that was $1,200 right there.
It's still a lot of money.
If you go 3 times a week.
And people do, I swear, people go every day. Or like multiple times a day.
It's bad, man. That's a bad habit.
Just get a Starbucks credit card at that point, if that's even a thing. Shit. Just get a fucking Starbucks credit card.
Well, I'm sure the app has like huge rewards and all that bullshit.
That's too much money for coffee.
That's going to be a hot take. For some people.
Yeah, some people live and die by like Starbucks or getting coffee and stuff like that. Yeah. Some people, like, it's their addiction. You know, it's like it's like an addiction.
It is. It they really can't is. Stop. Well, the caffeine part is addicting, I'd say.
I'm glad I don't like. I'm glad I like black coffee because it's so much cheaper than getting like having to get certain all that cappuccino with double cream and double ice cream. No, half of the time there's fucking
all the dude those fucking drinks.
They're not even coffee.
Double pump this, two pump that, one pump sugar pump. And I'm just like,
it's like
a laundry list for like one drink. And I'm just like, that's a little much there.
That's going to be a hot take. Well, let us know okay, what's your favorite coffee place? And do you think it's worth it to spend that much money? No, the fans, the listeners.
No. I'll answer that for you.
You got to enjoy it every once in a while.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We'll get you a good cup of Joe in the Ozarks. See what you think about it.
Probably not gonna happen.
Okay.
How about a good cup of beer?
That sounds great, actually. I'm gonna I'll try that out. Well, we're gonna wrap this up, I think. We just want to do a little quickie before we hit the road this weekend. But we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next
week. We'll plan out like an episode theme next week. Let us know if you got any ideas. What's something that you want to hear? If not, we'll come up with something.
All righty. Sounds fun.
Yeah. See you later, guys.
Bye.